This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Now before Congress, bills to extend and expand RECA to Trinity Downwinders and Post-71 uranium workers. A deadline of July 10, 2022 is looming for continuing the Federal Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA, at associated programs. In New Mexico, the Trinity Downwinders and Post-71 uranium workers have been working for decades to ensure RECA continues and will include them in the programs. RECA was signed into law on October 15, 1990 by President George H.W. Bush, but did not include the Trinity Downwinders and Post-71 uranium workers. On Wednesday, September 22nd, under the bipartisan leadership of Senator Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico and Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, Senate Bill 2798 was introduced to extend and expand RECA. On the same day, Representative Teresa Liga Fernandez, who is a New Mexico downwinder, led the effort to introduce a companion bill, H.R. 5338, in the U.S. House of Representatives. Both bills include the Trinity Downwinders and Post-71 uranium workers and add health coverage. RECA covers downwinders in certain counties located downwind of the Nevada test site in Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. Between 1945 and 1962, the U.S. conducted nearly 200 atmospheric nuclear weapons tests. RECA also covers on-site participants at the test at the Nevada test site, the Pacific test sites, the South Atlantic site, and the Trinity test site in New Mexico. The first atomic test was a dirty bomb that took place at the Trinity site on July 16, 1945. Those living downwind of that test are known as the Trinity Downwinders. The new bills expand downwinder coverage to then-residents of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and New Mexico. At present, RECA covers uranium miners, millers, and ore transporters, but not those who drilled into the rock to obtain core samples. The core drillers are included in the new bills. Since 1990, the RECA program has provided partial restitution to over 38,000 people in the amount of nearly $2.5 billion to those eligible to receive compensation and who submitted successful claims. Senator Lujan questions why RECA covers people in certain counties, but not, quote, the community where the first nuclear bomb was tested on American soil. There has not been a good answer given to me, nor to the downwinders in New Mexico. There is no question of the exposure that resulted from the Trinity test. Senator Lujan said, for over a decade, I've been fighting alongside impacted communities to extend and expand RECA. This is about justice and doing what's right, and there's no time to waste, end quote. To learn how you can support these efforts, please visit TrinityDownwinders.com and SWUraniumImpacts.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at NuclearActive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.